Hello and welcome to Codebyte, sponsored by Search 5.0. I'm your host, Stephen Turkington, and on today's episode, I'm very pleased to welcome Peter McIver to the podcast. Codebyte was formed to create an accessible pool of mentors. Still to this day, we see plenty of aspiring technologists with a go-to person within their career. Peter is the Senior Software Engineering Manager at Workgrid, and on this podcast, we hear of his career trajectory in Liberty IT from QA to software engineering. We see the characteristics that have teed him up for leadership and the important mentors he's had that have helped him along this journey. We also talk about talent and retention and the land of opportunity within AI and how Workgrid have encompassed this. This is a really good conversation, and I hope you enjoy. Pete, a very warm welcome to Codebytes.
Oh, thanks very much for speaking to me and having me on.
Pete, I'm really excited for this conversation. I think from meeting with you last, you've got a couple of great takeaways here for our listeners. And I'm really looking forward as well to kind of delve deeper into Workgrid that mightn't be too visible perhaps out there in the marketplace. So kind of setting that platform equally too, Pete. So without further ado, I'd love for you just to give us an overview as to what got you into this industry and your career as to where you are today, Pete.
Yeah, sure. Actually, started off, I was going to be a teacher to start off with, but a late curveball. My father, who worked for in the IT department of Hart & Wolf, actually back then, convinced me to go into the computer thing. So I did went and did computers and maths at Queen's instead of going to Stradmillus, and then applied for an internship at Liberty IT. That was back in the year 2000, which is a long time ago, making me feel old. But I had a great time there. We got some training, and I was assigned into what was called the QA team. Now, at the time, I had no idea what that was, and some people were like, "Ooh," as if that was something terrible. But it turned out to be a team for it was an automated testing team. So there was no manual testing in this. It was all writing code to test code. And back then, it was pretty cutting edge. So I had a great internship there, and that led me then to get offered a job back with Liberty IT whenever I graduated. So I went straight back. I asked to go straight back to the same team because I enjoyed it so much and the people was there. So I was there with the QA team. That was probably, you could say then I could fast forward 14 years because I stayed in the same area for 14 years, which makes it now working on different projects and doing different things. And I had a couple of promotions and changed direction, started project lead as well in there. But I stayed in the same area for 14 years, which may have been too long, but I really enjoyed the team, really enjoyed the people, and really enjoyed the work. After that, then it's probably about 2016. I moved into leading development team, so I went back to the mainstream development, working at claims insurance applications, and did that for a couple of years, and then moved into emerging tech teams. So that kind of became stuff like chatbot teams and digital messaging, so some cool stuff there. Enjoyed that, and then I moved to Workgrid in 2022, and so I've been at Workgrid for 2 years. And as you say, for those who don't know who or what Workgrid is, Workgrid is a wholly owned subsidiary of Liberty Mutual. It started off as an internal project for Liberty Mutual, which aimed to improve the employee experience with a digital assistant. Then went out on its own in 2017, again as a wholly owned subsidiary of Liberty Mutual. And it's since evolved into a conversational AI platform that integrates with your company's enterprise systems and documents and provides the employees with a single natural language interface known as the AI Work Assistant. So it's very cool. It's all very cutting edge. I've really enjoyed my time here. I'm the senior engineering manager at Workgrid. And in terms of the whole career, Liberty and Workgrid, yeah, as I said, coming up to 22 years this summer.
Yeah, great serving, Pete. And obviously there's something in it that's kind of made you stay there. And the fact that now you've now been able to kind of look at this new subsidiary, which is a very exciting time, I think as well. Peter, and even actually looking over the website of Workgrid, a stat that kind of jumped out to me was that the average employee will spend 50% of their day basically looking at context switching between application, trying to find information, and I can totally relate to that. So having all of that info.
We coined that as digital friction. Like there's so much noise coming in at different times. And Work really aims to centralize all that into one place. So that you're getting the right information at the right time for you to sort of read or to action. So it's cool.
It looks pretty cool, Pete. So brilliant. So kind of went in, intern, did QA for a number of years, then transitioned over to software engineer. Now here you're senior engineering manager in Workgrid. I guess, Pete, if you were to reflect back on your career to date, has there been a pivotal moment for you?
Yeah, definitely. I look back to those QA days, which the QA days gave me a different perspective. It's the working in QA and sort of checking and eye for details and all that. That's all helped me through my career. But back then I had a manager at the time called Richard Thompson. He's now actually the director of engineering in LIT. But at that time he was the one that tried to convince me to go down the project lead route and become a manager and sort of from the development. And I had no interest whatsoever in that. For me, that was like joining the dark side or something. That was the managers, that wasn't for me. I think Richard saw something in me that I didn't see myself. Because he kept coming back and he kept suggesting it. And it took him a while to convince me. But eventually a project lead position came up, and he encouraged me to apply for it. I did, I got it. And it's changed the rest of my career, and I'm very thankful that he did because I've really enjoyed my career. And I, if it wasn't for Richard, I wouldn't have made that choice.
Think were the main qualities that Richard spotted in you, Peter, to actually make that call?
I think you could see just how I interacted with people. Both in my teammates and my peers, but also with our customers in America and the people we were working with across, and just how I related to people. I think he's it's maybe not a common trait for working with others. It's just people may like to code and it gets heads down, and it can be maybe a bit focused on the work, whereas I was just looking for how to encourage other people, how to bring people along, build team, building teams and all that type of stuff. So I think you can see that from the outside.
There's something in that though that makes a great leader. People they can identify something, and I think for you probably in that position, you only know what you know. Do you know what I mean? So it just takes for actually somebody else to actually identify or see a particular spark, which they feel could be a good transition. And I think that's a great thing about technology and even just careers in general, Pete, where what you might have planned as a career can take a totally different U-turn, due to great people in the businesses. And I guess that kind of leads us nicely into the power of mentorship. Peter, what is your relationship with mentorship and how important is it for one's career?
Yeah, sure. I think mentorship's really important. I guess there's various definitions, but for me, it's someone who has your best interests at heart. Someone whom I guess you could learn from, and someone who will give time to you and listen to you, as well as someone who can lead by example. So someone who you can look at. I think back to again, I've been very fortunate. I think throughout my career at Liberty IT and in the work grid of having people who could act as mentors, whether they realized it or not. It's just within it was within their characters to be that type of person. So I can think back to another manager I had in the QA time, Brian Craig, who is now the senior director of architecture at Liberty IT. He was my manager just when I had become a sort of project lead and was just starting to figure that out. And I think what he taught me was about how to manage my time, how to be available for people, and also delegation. Because I soon realized that when you're a manager that and leading projects that fires or issues will come up, and if you don't have time available to deal with them there and then, they'll get bigger and they'll get worse. So Brian was able to show me how to always keep a bit of spare time for to make sure you could properly spend time with people and problems as they came up. But that also involves delegation. So the stuff that you're used to doing yourself, And you have done a career, you have to let go of and let others take that on to help them grow and as they continue to work on. And it's quite difficult to let go of stuff that you've been doing for a long time and see people do it differently. Maybe take longer, maybe do it in a shorter way, but you have to let go and let other people grow. So yeah, learned a lot from Brian Craig watching that. And then thank God, once we moved into the development side of things, one of your former guests was my manager, Mark McNaughton. And I learned a lot from him. He actually, right at the start when I joined, after I only joined his team for a matter of weeks, so I didn't really know him that well. At that point, I had something happen in my personal life, which was difficult, and he showed me huge amounts of empathy straight off the bat. Which I looking back, it developed a real. I sort of felt. Afterwards, when he helped me through it, I was going to do my best for him. Not that I was never not going to be professional or work my hardest, but I had an extra sense of loyalty and determination to kind of reward that empathy. And he then also helped me build my confidence in the development. It was different. The development world is very different from the QA world. So I still had a lot to learn and things, but he spent time walking me through the plans and how to build connections with other leaders within Liberty Mutual, in America. He gave me opportunities, of the team. So I said I did the claims insurance application for a while, but then he moved me into the emerging tech to give me opportunities to work with new technology and new things as well. He encouraged me to do my AWS certifications at the time again to build up my engineering knowledge and on the new areas, which I did, and I had some really successful teams in there. Including one chatbot team that got showcased at AWS reInvent by Laura McFarland, who may be one of your future guests, but
Yes.
I'll leave that story for her to tell if she so decides. But yeah, really, really learned a lot from Mark. And then finally, in the work grid now, and so I've been there for 2 years, and my current manager is Gillian McCann. So she's the CTO of Workgrid. She's also an AWS machine learning hero. She was the first AWS hero, I think, in all of Ireland. And there only are a handful now. So for me to be able to sit down with her regularly and learn technically from an AWS hero, that's a rare opportunity, that I may not get again in the rest of my career. So she's teaching me lots about the AI, about lots of different things, and she's given me technical opportunities to contribute to Workgrid. So, like, imagine trusting a manager with some technical work and things as well for Workgrid. So, she's given me a lot of opportunities and trusted me with a lot of stuff. So I'm learning loads from Gillian, and she's very supportive as well, helping me through these things. So I've been very fortunate to have people throughout my career who've tended to be my manager. I've been very some great managers, who've helped shape my career and continue to shape. As I say, I've been 22 years and I'm still learning, and I will continue to learn.
Love that, Pete. And three very worthy people there in Gillian, Mark, and also Brian as well. And there's something so special about leading with empathy as well. Pete, just kind of create that culture and the buy-in, togetherness, and trust. More importantly. And actually, when we first met, probably a few weeks ago, one thing that really stood out was actually the advice that Brian gave you about giving yourself time management to actually manage. And it's something which actually I took away, Pete, and I've actually been really conscious of the last kind of few weeks to actually, here's your working week, but actually set aside a bit of time here because you're going to have to use it. And it means that you're not as stressed because you've actually allocated, that time. I think that was golden advice.
Yeah, time allocation is so important. If you're flat out, with things coming on top of you, you really can't achieve anything in particular. You keep getting distracted, you keep, things like that. And you need time for yourself, and you need time as a manager, you need time for other people as well. And you need to invest in them and pass on the things that you've learned to the others as well. But yeah, time management's for the win.
100%, and not trying to put out as many fires as yourself, delicate as well, Peter. So listen, that kind of moves us nicely into, I guess, the world of talent. Peter, obviously you've been responsible there for growing and leading teams. But I'm curious to learn, how would you identify good talent in today's market?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's a lot of really good talented people out there. The technical skills in Northern Ireland abroad is phenomenal. I mean, it's phenomenal. But in terms of identifying talent myself, I think there's a quote from Simon Sinek, is it? It says, "You don't hire for skills, you hire for attitude." You can always teach skills. So attitudes, it's just a really big deal. So if you're going in to do an interview or so, it's how. It's not just what it's how you portray yourself. Because the person interviewing for myself, I'd be thinking, well, how would this person get on with my team? Are they a team player? Are they going to be able to communicate well? Are they enthusiastic? Enthusiasm goes a long way, because as I said, you can learn a lot of stuff, but if you're passionate, enthusiastic, and you get on well with others, yeah, well, they're pretty good qualities, and a good indicator that you'd be a great talent, a great fit for the team.
Love that. It's very much hiring character and culture fit, Peter. And as you say, the technical aspect can be taught and learned as long as you have the human skills, if you like, and the passion and enthusiasm. And I guess let's talk about retention, because listen, it's difficult to actually go out and find good people in the market, but I'm really keen to learn from your version, because you've obviously been with Liberty IT and Workgrid for predominantly your whole career, which is great to see. So what keeps people in jobs?
I think there's always you want to be working on something good. You want to be given opportunities to grow and things like that. But I think a lot of it can be summed up. Okay, a quote from a long time ago: "Love your neighbor as yourself." For me, it's how you treat people. So I treat others how I would want to be treated. And I find that at Liberty and Workgrid, that's you're treated well and employees are cared for. There's plenty of empathy, plenty of understanding. I've been very fortunate. I've had people, lead by example. So I try to lead by example. I would never ask someone to do something that I wouldn't be prepared to do myself. You want to give people opportunities. You want to, encourage people and help people grow in their own careers. And it's a thing that managers will often find difficult is not holding people back when the time comes. You can spend time investing, in a team, and you grow your team, and it's but someone's reached the point where they have to move on, for other opportunities, and you have to let them go, and then you bring someone else in, and you can train them up and work with them, because that's what happened to me. People, I was a, once I allowed myself to move after 14 years, opportunities came, and people let me move, and they gave me opportunities, and I've grown in my career. So all I can do is everything that's happened to me, all I can do is pass it on, and try to treat people as best I can.
I think that's brilliant, Pete. And I always recall actually a few years ago when I made a move after being the one firm for say 3.5 to 4 years. I gave the old text to my manager at the time, "Are you free for a walk?" And he's like,
Get a message.
I know what's coming here. So we were both actually running in the evening with our clubs, and then we met for a walk actually in Ormo Park. And I just said, like, listen, time's come. Like, I need new experience. And he was like, "Stephen, I always knew this time would come. Like, you have to fly your wings." You know what I mean? And it's just, that's great. The fact that, this is what you've done, this is what you've created in the last kind of few years, but now go on and do bigger and better things. And we're just in a world where we don't want to hold people back. We shouldn't be holding people back from their potential by achieving, their potential, Peter. So I
And the
completely
thing with
empathize.
Liberty, the thing with Liberty IT and Workgrid as part of the whole Liberty family. I mean, Liberty is so big, and there's so many opportunities that you can have people like I am a long-termer, let's say 22 years, but I've moved around all these different areas and different opportunities, and they're totally different, totally different experience, get different people and all that, but it's all still all enjoyable. So it's yeah, you gotta let people grow.
100%, 100%. What do you see as the greatest opportunity in the market, Pete?
I think right now, all people are talking about in terms of like the present and the future is AI. Now Workgrid has got plenty of AI in production already. Currently, including we've got like generative AI genie apps, we call them, and it's growing and growing. So I think now is the time to learn about AI, how we can contribute, how to use it effectively. I know I'm going to be taking plenty of sort of AI courses this year to further my understanding. Because yeah, it all seems like magic, but there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and it can be very useful. But yeah, I think it's going to creep into every aspect of every job eventually. So that's it, don't get left behind. Jump in and learn.
Yeah, there's no hiding. Get ahead of the curve. But like you as well, Pete, I'm pretty invested this year to be trying to upskill as much as I can on it, because it's definitely a recurring theme on CodeBytes of AI and how we have to embrace it and how we can embrace it. So certainly from my end, I'm really curious about learning about what that will look like. It's probably just given my time allocation going back to actually make it happen. So what advice would you have to any aspiring technologist in today's world?
Sure. There's probably lots of different opinions on that and different approaches of how to do it. But from someone who's, as I said, been in the same place for a long time, you can be learning new tech, making sure you've got a range of tech, making sure your voice is heard, get your opinion across, don't be shy. I think I was shy for a long time, and just not wanting to cause any bother. But it's not causing bother. Get your opinion out in a respectful way, and go for it. But I think overall, I've always liked that. This is a paraphrased quote. I think failure is being successful at things that don't matter, right? So find out what matters, right? So in your company and deliver it. So find out what is your company aiming for. What are they trying to achieve this year or in the next 6 months? What is your team doing to contribute to that, and what are you doing to contribute to your team? And if you can link all that through. And deliver with the right attitude and bring others with you. So that's a long way. Deliver. It's hard to beat a proven track record of delivery, right? If you can do that towards your company's goals with the right attitude and bringing other people with you as a team, you'll win, right? You will win. So yeah, that would be my opinion. But yeah, be vocal, but don't be disagreeable as well. It's all about teamwork. It's like what the whole is greater than the sum of its parts or whatever, it's teamwork is what will be the ultimate success.
So sound advice as well, Pete, and that kind of builds momentum as well. And especially actually about having that voice, earlier on in your career. It's probably something you look back at now and think, oh, maybe I should have kind of spoke up in here and there. And I think I think that's really important. I think currently, we see some really good stuff happening within different cultures and different environments that kind of definitely create platforms for everybody to be heard. And that definitely just kind of creates that confidence equally too, Pete. So I love that. So listen, as we start to round this off, this brilliant episode, Pete, we always have a closing question, and I'm keen to learn what book or audio has had a profound impact on your career and why?
Sure. I'll probably go for the audio option. I do listen to a lot of podcasts, probably me like yourself when you're out running or working out or whatever. I always have a podcast in my ear. But one podcast I came across, and it may not be familiar to most of your listeners, it's called the Craig Groeschel Leadership Podcast. Now, this is a guy, he's an American. He runs a thing called the Global Leadership Summit every year. Now, it's not IT related, it's leadership in general. But he has huge guests on it, like the Disney CEO Bob Iger, I think he's pronounced it. He's had the Nike CEO, the Intel CEO. He's had the Secretary of State on. He's had in the States. He's had I think the movie director Ron Howard on. So people from different walks of life, but in big positions, talking about leadership. So it's fascinating. And he actually, so yeah, back to the podcast. It's called the Craig Groeschel Leadership Podcast. It's probably out every 2 weeks. He just talks about things like habits of making habits of great leaders, decision making, consistency in leadership, all just different aspects of leadership. He's quite dynamic, very American, if we put it that way. But I really enjoy it. It's really good. So yeah, check it out if you've never heard of him.
Well, definitely check that out as well, Pete. We'll put that in the show notes too. I'm a huge fan of a couple of the likes of Phil Knight and Rob Iger as well. I kind of read the book, the Disney book that he founded. And yeah, it was just some brilliant guests there, Peter, on leadership now. So I'll definitely plug that. And like, listen, if any of our audience are curious about the good stuff that are happening with Workgrid, and we want to reach out to Workgrid or yourself, Peter, how, what, and where could they go about doing this?
Yeah, sure. Again, for myself, I'm on LinkedIn. Please, reach out, connect. No problem. Happy to chat to anybody. For Workgrid, yeah, we have the website. I think you mentioned earlier, workgrid.com. You can see sort of demos and all the things that we're offering. We also like Workgrid actually has its own podcast as well called The Workgrid, where we just talk about the digital workplace in general. So it's we talk to other people in other areas of that as well, just discussing things like you mentioned, digital friction and all the noise of the digital workplace. So yeah, check
Excellent.
that
Is that all internal? Is that people within Workgrid speaking, or
out.
were?
Workgrid, no, we talk to people from other companies
Oh,
outside
brilliant.
in that general area, just to have an open discussion about the digital workplace.
I love that. Love that, Pete. We'll plug that for sure. Pete, as I knew it would be, this has been such a great conversation. Thank you so much for coming on this week's episode.
No, thanks for having me, and thanks for talking to me. It's been a pleasure, and I've enjoyed listening to some of your previous episodes. I've recognized some of your guests who I've encountered throughout my career, so it's been great to listen to them. And yeah, thank you for considering me to be worthy to talk to you as
Oh,
well.
my absolute pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the journey of Workgrid going forward, Pete. So thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Stephen.
Pete.